Well, our Catholic social doctrine requires us to help those in need. But Christ himself said the poor will always be among you. But how do we address the homeless crisis in a charitable way and also not enable, well, destructive behavior? The Grotto has been in the crosshairs of this problem as they work to serve those living on the margins, also be good neighbors to the community, create an environment for the faithful that meets their spiritual needs also. Well, joining me this morning to give us further insight is the executive director of The Grotto, Chris Blanchard. He's joining us today to tell us a little bit more about what is happening. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks. And I'd really like to start out by saying David is a B student, is an overachiever. I was listening earlier to your conversation about going back to school, and B average, boy, I would have liked that.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's just a good reminder what you're saying, Chris, for students. There are students that struggle. I mean, we get that academics can be difficult, but boy, finding where your gift is, where your talents lie, you know, and align your will to that of God's, well, let him lead you. Chris, you know, academically maybe wasn't your thing, but God definitely led you to a place and time now at the Grotto that really, I think, needs your guidance. So thank you so much for being willing to come on today to talk to us a little bit about, you know, kind of what is happening. You know, when did this problem begin and really escalate at the Grotto, and what's the impact been for those that work there and that come for prayer?
Well, you know, once you're inside the gates of the Grotto, it's a completely different world. So people who want to come and visit the sanctuary needn't worry about, you know, physical safety or that sort of thing. We're still a place of peace, prayer, and natural beauty. And we do invite everybody to come to get away from the hectic world just outside the gates. And it's just heartrending to see the way some people are having to live within our community, and it's had a real impact on us this year. It's a lot of people see, you know, the first thing you see when you would drive up to the Grotto is a growing homeless encampment, and people, they get frightened in most cases needlessly. The same thing with our staff. They sometimes get a little intimidated by what they see. But on the other hand, we try to reach out to that community and see what their needs are. Of course, we're a Catholic shrine. We're not a social service agency.
Right.
But we do try to reach out to other nonprofits and help with this homeless situation. We do food drives. We've done clothing drives with our nonprofit partners. And one of the things that really made me sad is we worked with Catholic Charities for almost 4 years trying to create a woman's transitional village on our property, but it was ultimately rejected by the city because of what they termed environmental concerns. But again, it's a real tragedy, and we pray for those people every day.
You know, Chris, I got to believe, too, it's a tough balancing act for you, because you do want to have compassion for the homeless, as we all do, and the works that can help them. But at the same time, too, you have the Grotto there. So how do you do that? How do you balance that?
It is. Thanks for that question, David, because it is a very, very difficult balancing act. As I said, it's heartrending, but we really do have to look at the needs of the people who are coming for spiritual food, for people who are coming to get away, as I said, from that hectic day-to-day life that we're facing. And so it's just very difficult for us to call authorities to come and deal with problems in the nearby homeless camps. But it's a necessary thing, because we want people to feel safe coming to the Grotto. And as importantly, we want our community to be safe. We want all of our neighbors to feel safe in their homes, when they walk around, when their children go to school. And by the way, I think that that's a great thing that the city has just announced, cleaning up the encampments that may be impacting children coming and going to school.
Oh, absolutely. Chris Blanchard is joining us today. Chris is the executive director of the beautiful Grotto here in Portland. He's joining us to talk more and give us some little insight of what is happening there at the Grotto, specifically with concerns for the growing homeless encampment. Well, Chris, you were featured in the Oregonian, an opinion article that brought to light the all of the aspects for it, because, you know, we know that these things aren't just one-sided, that yes, we do have to care for those who have need, but we also have to do it in a right and just way, so that way neighbors can be protected, because they, you know, aren't always see eye to eye with what the Catholic Church is doing, especially if it's in their front door. What's been the response since that article came out? Has the city kind of reached out to you in another way to try to help maybe all of these different entities and interested parties come together to find the right solution?
Well, even before the op-ed was published, we had been working with the city to try to address the problems right outside of our gate. And I'm very happy that we were able to connect with some city leadership. And they are very aware of what's going on. So next Friday is when the city has told me they're going to come in and we're going to address that encampment. They're going to bring in people to help clean up the encampment, people to help the people who are living there right now, offer them services, offer them alternatives to their living. And as importantly, they're going to go back into and address some of the hidden homeless challenges that are back in the woods adjacent to Grotto property. So we're really happy that not only is the problem out on Northeast Skidmore Street going to be addressed, but also those people who have not received services, who are truly unknown and unseen, are going to be visited by folks from the city as well.
Chris, it's wonderful to know and hear how there is concern there. This is a difficult problem, one that, you know, seems like it continues. Is there hopes that now after this next week's kind of process, then maybe more talks can happen with the Grotto and the city to maybe address a long-term, you know, ability to serve those in need? Because I think many people go, yeah, well, the city comes in, they clean it up, and then next week, well, they just move right back in.
Well, you know, and we have had that happen. In fact, Brenda, we have had the city come and address this problem. And literally, as you said, a week later, the same people are right back. And that has been a problem ongoing for about 4 years. I think it's a real challenge for the city. I mean, it's a massive challenge. And I think it takes a combination of faith groups, nonprofits, and governmental agencies in order to address a problem of this scope. And as I said, we're not a social service agency, but we do our best to contribute to solutions here within our neighborhood.
You know, Chris, obviously the Grotto's operations continue and the wonderful service that you provide as a sanctuary for folks to visit. I guess what would you tell folks who want to come to the Grotto just to assure them of their visit there?
Well, as I said when we first started talking, you come inside of the gates and you feel the love of God. Yeah, you just feel Him embrace you as soon as you walk through the gates. But this is a wonderful time to come to the Grotto. It's a terrific time to come to the Grotto. I heard you talking about earlier the summer's ending, and wow, where did the summer go? You know, I also think that we're a great place to kickstart getting back to church. You know, a lot of people weren't going to Mass because of COVID. Things were shut down. And some people, I think, have genuine concerns still about the impact of COVID. And perhaps catching it. We offer beautiful outdoor masses at the Grotto on the weekends. So let me just say this to your listeners. If you haven't been going to Mass because you're worried about COVID, kickstart your getting back to Mass. Come to the Grotto. Celebrate Mass outdoors in God's beautiful spaces. You'll feel much safer because you won't be in a confined area.
Oh, that's great. I love that so much. And then just real quickly, we just have less than a minute left. Chris, you know, looking ahead, though, great things are always happening at the Grotto. You've got the end of summer, but boy, fall, before we know it, Advent begins. Oh, that beautiful Christmas Advent at the Grotto Festival of Lights coming on. Are you ready to start taking on volunteers to get this going in the right way and really bring people closer to Christ this Advent?
Well, we take volunteers all the time.
Excellent.
People who work in the gardens, we're always looking for lectors and Eucharistic ministers. So there's plenty of volunteer opportunities. And yes, we're very excited about Advent and our Christmas Festival of Lights.
Oh, I'm already getting ready for Advent. I cannot wait. Chris, well, thank you so much. You know, we will hold you, all of your staff, and especially those living on the margins there around the Grotto. We will hold you all in prayer. We'll lift you up, and we'll see you at Mass on Sunday.
Thank you very much, Brenda and David.
Thank you, Chris.